This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and I'm here with Sarah.
Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday. We're actually recording this kind of a little bit early so that I'm not recording over Skype with you while I'm in Bermuda.
So, that's like, fair.
I will be, when this airs, I will just have gotten back from Bermuda.
With a tan, I'm sure.
Do you tan?
Yes.
I don't tan.
Really?
I either put on so much sunscreen that nothing happens or I burn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're safe.
Yeah. Well, I have pretty fair skin and I really like hats. Mm-hmm. And I got a lot of sunburns as an irresponsible teenish person. So, yeah, I would rather have beautiful skin than tan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't tan.
Okay.
The boyfriend does, though.
Does he? That kind of surprises me.
Well, and you know what he's most excited about?
What's that?
His little green Speedo.
Oh, jeez.
When we went to, he doesn't do it because he's like, I look amazing in this Speedo. He does it because he loves to be like the center of humorous attention.
Yes.
Yeah. Did I tell you what he did during the CrossFit Open?
I don't think you did.
Oh, my word. So they do this thing called Friday Night Lights, where during the CrossFit Open, there's one workout a week. People are trying to qualify to go to the CrossFit Games. But like, you know, us normal folk, we do it too. I never do the Friday Night Lights thing. I want to do a workout like by myself and nobody's really like, you know, I don't need a crowd of people and cameras and lights. Like, that's just not my vibe.
Yeah.
Oh, it's his mm-hmm. under the lights, center of attention. So it's like maybe the first or second. I think it's the it's the second or the third open workout. And, you know, it's nighttime. It's Friday night. There's a crowd of people and I'm his judge. So I'm walking beside him as he's doing this workout. I think he was at the time doing like overhead walking lunges. And I promise we'll get to like questions and stuff. But this is like, this totally will tell people about this man. And he pulls off his shirt, which is pretty normal. Like guys working out, they take off their shirt, whatever. And he has like a bright green neon like singlet on. So he's like not just shirtless, but like there's these neon straps coming up out of his shorts over his shoulders. And I'm like, why does he have a Borat Speedo on under his thing? Like, whatever. It just looks like he has bright green suspenders on with his shorts. So I'm like, everybody's kind of like laughing and I'm a little bit horrified, but
so
whatever.
You didn't know this prior to going.
And okay. Nobody really, they were like, of course you would have known. He would have told you. No, that's not his style.
No.
He wants me to be the biggest shock of all, right? Yeah. Like, that's his style. So I'm like, oh, Jesus. Like, I don't like that attention and whatnot, but I know he does. So I'm like, whatever. Just do your damn workout, kid, will ya? Then I'm like looking elsewhere, which I shouldn't be because I'm his judge, but he's not exactly competitive, so it's fine. And then I hear like screams of laughter and shrieks and oh my God. And I look back at him and he's taking his shorts off.
Oh my gosh.
And he has the freaking Speedo.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was just like, oh God. Oh God. And he had spandex shorts on under the Speedo. Thank God. Cause he's doing lunges.
Oh geez.
Lunges in the, if you have not seen the Borat Speedo, don't even Google it. You don't want to know, but it is this teeny weeny man bikini. Thank God he had spandex on, but still he's lunging.
Oh my God.
With
gosh.
Weight overhead in a neon. Anyway, that's what he's most excited about. Cause he will wear it and he won't have spandex on underneath it when we're in Bermuda, but he just loves the shock value. Yeah, he just...
You have a handsome boyfriend, but I never want
no
to see him.
No one is that handsome.
Doing that in a Speedo.
I literally was so horrified when that happened. But when we went to Punta Cana, he wore like a leopard print Speedo. No freaking singlet style. Just a regular full coverage, you know, Speedo. And I don't care. It doesn't... Like foreigners, that's very common. Mm-hmm. Americans less so. They like the board short or short style. No, he just likes to have fun and have people laughing at him.
He does.
Which is so not my style at all. But yeah, that's, yeah.
Well, spare us Instagram story watchers from some of those photos.
I can assure you that you will be spared.
Okay, thanks.
I can assure you. Anyway, yeah, Bermuda. That is the, that's the ticket. And it also is what inspired today's giveaway. So, do you, when you travel, do you bring food?
Very rarely.
So I, my thing is, one of my travel strategies is not to like go out for breakfast and usually not to go out for lunch, but to go out for dinner and enjoy like a really delicious meal. So it just saves me time. It saves me money. It helps me not feel like I'm overeating, but I also don't feel like really deprived. So I'm not a big breakfast person in general, but I'll bring like Artisana coconut butter travel packets and I'll have that with coffee and something like that. And then I'll enjoy dinner and feel really good and not, because otherwise, don't you hate that feeling when you spend a crap ton of money on food and you've overeaten for 4 days or 5 days and you're just like, blah,
blah. Yeah, it makes me feel like I want a vacation after vacation.
Yes, yes. And I hate that. And my goal, it used to be whenever I would travel, like no holds barred, put it in my face. Yeah. And I was miserable. So one of the things that I travel with is the Artisana coconut butter travel packets. And that is what we're giving to our winner today. If you are new to the show, every single Saturday, we've decided to do a giveaway. And today's winner is at Karma Chow on Instagram. K-A-R-M-A-C-H-O-W. At Karma Chow on Instagram, we are sending you a box of Artisana coconut butter travel packets. You just have to email Sarah at primalpotential.com. Claim your prize. Put 613 winner in the subject line so she knows who you are and why you're saying, send me stuff. Because otherwise you'd be like, what? Why? But I get my coconut butter travel packets from Thrive Market because it's way cheaper. And if you were to walk into Whole Foods, you would pay 20 to 25% more, which is one of many reasons that I love Thrive Market. And they are a sponsor of the show. We will, for anybody else who's curious about these packets, we'll put a link in the show notes, primalpotential.com/613. If you want to check out the Artisana coconut butter travel packets, they are, I don't like to bring a lot of snacks when I travel because otherwise I'm eating and I'm snacking and then I'm just eating the snacks because I have the snacks and then I'm like, what's wrong with me? But that is something, especially when it's a business trip, that is really, really one of my favorites. So congratulations at Karma Chow. And you can win too. How can people get next week's prize? I think next week, will you make a note? I want to send somebody the energy sticks.
Oh, yes.
Yes. If you can make a note, energy sticks. I don't know what episode number that's going to be or when we're going to record it, but I think that should be the next giveaway. Okay. So how can people enter to win?
They can leave a review for Chasing Cupcakes.
On Amazon, yep. Or a review of the podcast in iTunes. Or they can post on Facebook or Instagram and tag me with their favorite episode or something they've loved. All of those things are ways to enter. If you do 6 posts on Instagram tagging at Elizabeth Benton, you've just entered to win 6 times. So yeah, we're super excited about that every single Saturday. Questions. We've got questions. Let's hear them.
We do. Yeah. And I just want to say how much I love them because I'm also learning so much
along
with everyone else. Yeah, I do too. And sometimes I'm so focused on your answer that I forget that I have to ask another question. So.
That's okay. I can kick in. If you're just like, I'm sorry, what? I can help you.
Thank you.
All right.
So the first one is this person says they keep hearing about protein smoothies. Do you think they are useful for fat loss?
Maybe. Maybe not. This is what it comes down to, the big picture, you know, because the reality is you can have a protein smoothie and you like if you go, they don't have them around here as much that I've seen. But when I lived in North Carolina, there were like juice shops everywhere and you'd walk into a juice shop and you'd walk out with this jug the size of your face that was full of like 13 servings of fruit. Probably not ideal. That is like the equivalent of a candy bar, maybe a candy bar and a half. So the big picture, right? There are going to be really fat loss friendly ways to make a smoothie and really stupid ways to make a smoothie. Then it really depends on what else you're eating, right? Because if you think like, oh, because I had a protein smoothie in the morning, I'm doing really well, but then you go to Hibachi and you have a plate of rice the size of your face for lunch and you get pizza and Taco Bell for dinner, it doesn't matter that you had the smoothie. You might as well have had nothing or bacon and eggs, and it really doesn't make a difference. So we always have to look at the big picture. And part of the big picture is, are you cool drinking your meals? For most of my life, the answer to that has been hell no. I would rather chew than drink something. And for most of my life, they didn't really satisfy my hunger. So that's a huge component of it too. If you have a smoothie and you're hungry 30 minutes later, but if you had a salad, you'd be full for a couple of hours. That matters. That absolutely matters. Recently, I've shifted my perspective for me, not for you. I don't have a perspective on you. You've got to find your perspective on you. And I think that it's because my lifestyle has changed a little bit in that my mornings are a little bit chaotic. My life is a little bit chaotic right now. Sarah's laughing. Like, it's true. With renovations to the office and people coming in and out for that, running a business, the freaking puppy, the chickens, the boyfriend, like, I just don't have the time that I had when I was living in the tiny house by myself with no pets to, like, cook that I used to have. Like, is it not a zoo around
here?
It's
a zoo.
All the time.
Yeah, you forgot to mention the garden.
I know.
And your plants.
Yes, yeah. And, like, checking on the asparagus and the peppers and the everything else and the flowers and the apple trees and the contractor, you know, all of that. I just don't have the time that I used to have to prepare things. So for that reason, and the other piece of it is, fat loss aside, because this question is about fat loss, I really wanted to prioritize my gut health. And I found a protein powder that really not only doesn't have like all the fillers and the stupid artificial ingredients that make it taste like a birthday cake and everything else that targets gut health. So I really wanted to upregulate my focus on gut health because, quite frankly, I never had really done that before. I mean, I've taken the assessments and stuff like that, but have I really changed my behavior to optimize my gut health and really focus on prebiotics and probiotics? No. So I wanted to do that for the sake of my Hashimoto's. I have an autoimmune thyroid condition. And because I want to get healthier, having conversations about kids and things like that, which I've never said that on the podcast.
Oh, well, welcome to our conversation podcast.
I'm kind of like, should I cut that?
No.
But no, seriously, like I am in a committed relationship and closer to 40 than 30. God, I've never said that either.
Just skip over that too. No. Edit.
No. 30 whatever is the new 20 whatever, right?
That's right.
Anyway, I just wanted to, because I've always focused on the weight piece, right? And even with my body, clearly with Hashimoto saying, okay, sweetheart, something's not right. And then when the shift becomes like, am I in a great place, the best possible place for if and when I start to have a family, and the combination of my life being chaotic, I did start drinking smoothies. But it depends on so much more than that. Like, the question is, are they useful for fat loss? You cannot look at one meal, no matter what it is, and say something's useful for fat loss or not useful for fat loss, because there's infinite more factors. Stress is a huge factor. Sleep is a huge factor. What else you eat in the scheme of the day? It's like, are salads useful for fat loss? Well, they could be, but they also might not be, depending on the big picture. What I will say about quote-unquote protein smoothies, if you're going to use a protein powder, be really careful, because there's a lot of stuff out there that is like junk, garbage, and it might taste really amazing, but it might have all sorts of chemicals and preservatives and fillers and binders and that sort of stuff that's just, like, not good for you. So I know that's, like, a really ambiguous answer. Are they useful for fat loss? I don't know. They could be. They might not be. It depends on what you're eating. It depends on if they satisfy you. It depends on what you're putting in them. I will link to, did you ever have McDonald's Shamrock Shake?
I don't know if I did. I know what you're talking about, but I don't know if I've ever had one.
I feel like that was the thing that I would try and get if my mom like felt really sorry for me for some reason, you know, like, can I have a Shamrock Shake? Which the answer was probably almost always no, but maybe I would walk to McDonald's. I don't know. I've had a Shamrock Shake before and not as an adult, but I, with mint extract and like spinach and things like that, I kind of mimicked one. So I have that recipe up on the show notes. You can find it at primalpotential.com/613. But the answer to protein smoothies is maybe, maybe not. But the same thing is true of salads. The same thing is true of steak. The same thing is true of anything. Don't really know. It kind of depends.
Okay. How do you become a person of action?
I really feel like kind of quippy when I just give one word answers, but I always follow it up with more. I mean, you act, right? So I think that in many cases, when we have a question, we can frame it in a better way that spurs us to action. What can I do today to be a person of action? It always comes down to today. And oftentimes that's going to require, well, in what area do I want to be a person of action, right? Do I want to be somebody who my first hour of the day is my most productive hour of the day? Do I want to be a person who does more community service? Do I want to be a person who is more intentional about building relationships? Do I want to be a person who works out every day? What is it specifically that you are looking for? And then the question becomes, what will I do about it today? For me, I love thinking about this in terms of the topic of chapter 9 in Chasing Cupcakes, which is being a creative, energetic problem solver. When I get frustrated by something, what will I do about it? How can I act on it? How can I participate in the solution? How can I move from where I am in my feelings about the problem to where I am in action towards a solution? So chapter 9 of Chasing Cupcakes can be a really, really, really powerful tool. And it's full of questions that you can ask yourself to recognize when you're in like the feeling stage or the thinking stage and shift yourself to the doing stage. Yeah.
Why do I self-sabotage?
I don't know, but I don't really believe in this idea of self-sabotage. Here's what I used to call self-sabotage. I want to lose weight, but I just ate 3 boxes of cookies. And I would call that self-sabotage. But I don't think that's what it is. It really doesn't matter how we label it, but I'll tell you why I don't really believe in this idea of sabotage. To me, sabotage is I intentionally want to undercut this. I want to cause harm. I want to, you know, like if I knew you were going for a job interview someplace and I called the place and said, let me tell you every shitty thing. Why did I just say that?
I just cussed
and I never do that on the show. I don't know why I did that. Anyways. Certainly not trying to sabotage the episode, that's for sure. But if I called your future employer and was like, let me just totally ruin the chances that she's going to get this job, that's sabotage. You're intentionally wanting to do damage. And I don't think we choose cookies because we intentionally want to hurt ourselves. I think in that moment, we're just like, I want cookies. They look good. I'll deal with this tomorrow. I'll do better tomorrow. I'm stressed. I'm emotional. That's not sabotage. To me, what that is drama. Calling it sabotage is drama, and drama is draining. What if we just call it a choice? And our choices are a result of our perspective. So all of the times that I've said to myself, I'm going to eat really well today, and then I order pizza, or then I eat 3 bags of tortilla chips, or then I have 4 margaritas. I would be dead if I had 4 margaritas, but that's a whole other story. It's not sabotage, it's choice. So let's not create drama. Let's own the fact that there was a choice, and also we're solving for the wrong thing. We're solving for the case of why we're in the problem, and we could be solving for the solution. So I think a better question is, what can I do today to support my goals? That's the question we want to solve. That's where we want to participate. There's a huge difference in trajectory. The path we take to answer why do I self-sabotage has a very different trajectory than a very similar but different question, which is, what can I do today to support my progress towards my goals? Very different trajectory.
How do I keep myself focused daily on my goal?
I really like the identity journal for this. So Sarah and I are actually this week making some super exciting improvements to the identity journal.
I know. I'm so pumped about it.
So what we did, let's just geek out on the identity journal for a minute.
Heck yes.
Yeah. So Sarah and I both use the identity journal. We both really like it. It's the primary tool within the 12 weeks to transformation for daily focus. We have other things like the daily coaching audios and things like that, the Facebook group. But what we did was we asked everybody, like, what would make this better? What do you really like about it? What do you wish that it had? What do you not like as much? And then we went through with that and with some other journals that we both have used or liked, and we started making changes. But the whole purpose of the identity journal is to train our minds to focus on the day we're in, the things that are happening that day, and the opportunities for us to show up in a way that aligns with who and how we want to be. So if you're like, I don't know this identity journal you speak of, a couple of things. Number one, listen to episode 559 of the podcast. Number two, think about getting on the wait list for the summer 12 weeks to transformation. Registration opens in like a week from when this podcast airs. And when you register, we send out the identity journal in the mail to you. And this one's going to be new and improved. And I can't wait to get the first one.
I know.
Isn't that like kind of like Christmas when it shows up and like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New and pretty.
I know. And there's something about that that is just good for your brain, right? Yeah. When you have this physical tool in your hands with prompts that really guide you through this process of staying focused, it's just powerful.
I agree.
And people in the 12 weeks of transformation love it.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And I like seeing their pictures of it.
Yes, me too. It always makes me, it gives me ideas.
Me too.
The other day I saw a post, a woman had colorful pens
yes.
in the background and you commented on that.
Yeah.
And I was like, how fun.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought to do that.
Yeah. Well, somebody was telling me too. I was on the phone with somebody in 12 weeks to transformation. And what they were saying is every choice that you make that's aligned with who you want to be, do it in a certain color. And then every choice that's not, do that in a different color. And then you can kind of see like where you're going, right? And the goal is like if the color of the choices that are who you, like if you meditate, if you drank water, if you, you know, had a fat loss friendly breakfast or whatever, that's in green, like you totally can see like I am spending most of my decisions aligned with who I want to be versus like, oh gosh, there wasn't any green today.
I
thought that was
that.
A cool idea.
Yes. Super you guys cool are idea. So smart.
I mean, if that's one of the things that's so cool is everybody tackles it differently. So it's not just like me giving tools. I learn and am as inspired by people in the group as like I try to inspire them.
Mm-hmm.
It's super cool.
It is. How do you coach so many people at the same time?
You know, it doesn't feel like it's a lot. But I guess it's all relative, right? Like, because if we look at Tony Robbins, he's coaching hundreds of thousands of people a year. So I'm like, I just have this super small little collective of amazing people. So one of my strategies inside the 12 weeks to transformation, I am always looking at how I can have the coaching moment serve as many people as possible. So that's one of the reasons that we have these daily coaching audios. If somebody emails me and says like, I'm in a funk. I feel like I haven't been doing my part. I haven't taken advantage of the tools the way that I know that I should. Well, inevitably, if I'm having that exchange with one person, there's more than one person who feels that way. So what I'll do is I'll record my response to them, but then I'll cut their name out of it. So if I was saying, okay, Sarah, let's talk this through. Here's what you need to do. Here's how I want you to change your perspective. Then I'm just going to edit that file so that it doesn't say, okay, Sarah, and it just has the message. And that's one of the daily coaching audios. So my approach is always, how do I make this one person's challenge become a tool for everybody? I do that not only with the daily coaching audios, but I also do that with this little hub that we call Solution Central. If I realize that a bunch of people are having an issue with comparison, maybe they've commented in the Facebook group or they've commented in our course platform or they've emailed me or they've emailed Sarah and like, I sort of feel like I'm behind. You know, I feel like I'm not getting the results that so-and-so is getting. then I'm going to put a message in Solution Central about comparison and using comparison and not letting it waylay you. And that's a hub that everybody can access all of the time. And then the live webinars. Every single week we have a live coaching webinar and the replays are available for that. And while maybe only 9 people submit a question for it, it's probably not 9, maybe it's 18. Everybody is getting the benefit of that coaching. So yeah, that's that.
It's kind of like this too.
100%. Yeah. Yeah. It's just that there, it's within a community where we're starting to like really get to know each other and we have a rapport and you and I are keeping an eye on the coaching cards and that sort of thing.
Yes. All right. We're kind of diving back into journaling. This person says they've listened to your podcast while taking casual walks for over 2 years now. Mm-hmm. And they love seeing your growth. They love to write and truly enjoy free writing. However, wonder if you have any resources or worksheets, books that have a more pointed prompt for goals or health affirmations mindset.
For sure. Number one, Chasing Cupcakes. The whole theme of Chasing Cupcakes, for those of you that don't know, if you're newer here, that's my book, Chasing Cupcakes. You can find it on Amazon. It has over 200 questions you can ask yourself. Those are fantastic journaling prompts. Episode 559. Talking about the identity journal, and I did that with a client and who's also a dear friend, Jen, and we talked about specific questions we ask ourselves, so that is one. And then inside the 12 Weeks to Transformation, the identity journal, it's full of prompts. So, and like I said, registration's opening up in like a week for our summer session, which is so exciting, yes. And I can't believe it's here already.
Same.
Oh, it's crazy. I feel like we were just stripping out journals. You probably do too, because you spent half your life in the post office.
That's okay.
But yeah, I would say the identity journal and the 12 Weeks to Transformation is another one.
Cool. I would like to know why or if waking up at such an early hour, like 5 a.m., could be beneficial, even if you don't need to.
So my sister, I think I was telling you this. My sister works in a school, so she doesn't have to be at work until like 8 or whatever. But she's going through her second round of a 30-day challenge of getting up at 4:30 in the morning. So she's an example of somebody who doesn't have to. Heck, I don't even have to. And she's using that time for things that she used to feel like she didn't have time for. She was rushed to get in at the end of the day. So, you know, she's a coach. So if she had like track practice after school, well, getting to the gym all of a sudden could be a real challenge because, oh, if I go after track practice and I'm getting home really late and I'm, you know, I still have to do laundry and cook dinner. So she is doing things like her laundry and meditating and journaling and working out in that time. And that is creating so much space at the end of her day, right? For me, I don't have to get up as early as I do. But what I love is like, what time did you get here this morning, Sarah? 9?
Mm-hmm.
So before Sarah got here this morning, I was able to record a challenge for my 12 Weeks to Transformation veteran clients, get one edited for my rookies, respond to 30 or 40 emails. And then that way, whatever comes up with the puppy, with the contractors being here, whatever Sarah and I have to work on, could I start that work at 9? For sure. I feel way more in control when I do that. You recently started getting up a lot earlier, Sarah.
Yeah, I was just
and you don't
say
have
that.
To.
Mm-hmm. But I'm the same as your sister. I got laundry done. I went to the transfer station this morning. I got a new sticker. Went to my mom's house. All before coming here.
Yeah, and I mean, so for you, it's true for me too. But they've probably heard my experience a bazillion times. You don't have to. You could get up 30 minutes before you have to be someplace, and some days you don't have to be anyplace.
Mm-hmm.
What is the upside to you in addition to just getting things done? Like, why is it worth it for you to do that?
Well, it's definitely a time thing. I used to stress out about all the things I need to get done. And I used to have that excuse of like, I'm too busy and I don't have enough time. And then realize, well, how much time do I need? Is it an extra hour, extra half hour? And it just really eliminated that pressure every single day, especially after work.
Yeah. Because I like to not feel like,
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is basically what happens inside my head. That's exactly what it feels like.
So with me.
No, and for me, knowing that like yesterday I had an appointment out of town and today, like if the puppy gives me challenges, I'm not going, oh my gosh, this is so annoying. I have to get this done. It's already done. And it just, what you said is so true. It just takes a lot of the pressure off. And that's a happier way to live.
I feel more in control too.
Yeah.
Because I got X, Y, and Z done, and then I'm good.
And oh, so I think that's another important piece of it too. Like, you have to define what you're going to do with that time. It's not getting up early for the sake of, like, you get a badge because you're some hero who got up before most people. You know, for me, I'm like, what am I going to do first that makes the rest of my day easier? So today it was recording that veterans challenge. Yesterday it was creating a presentation for my master's club. The day before that, it was like, let's get a podcast on first thing. So I think you have to be strategic about what you're going to do at that time, because otherwise you could just sit there and not do the things you need to do and you just watch Netflix for 3 hours in the morning.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
What is the most inspiring thing that helped you improve your life and teach your goals?
I mean, this is one of those questions that I think my answer would be different every single time I'm asked, depending on like where I'm at in my life. What is inspiring the heck out of me right now is that I can create anything for my life. There is nothing I can't create for my life. So while things are good right now, like life is good. I feel very, very blessed. I can create complete financial freedom if I do the work. You know, that is inspiring as heck. I can be healthier than I am right now. And what will that do for my energy, for my confidence, for the struggles that I've had with Hashimoto's over the past couple of years? The fact that I can create my results inspires me so much. That whatever the problem is, somebody the other day, I was on the phone with a client and they were crying. And they were crying because they felt disappointed that they hadn't like changed yet, that they had wasted so much time. And I was like, dude, you have a massive opportunity for enthusiasm here. You can change this. This is within your control. Whatever it is that this person's particular goal is weight loss, like, it's there for you. You can have it. You can do it. You can start right now. And that's amazing. That is like the most inspiring, encouraging thing. And right now for me, it's about creating a lifestyle that gives me what I want in terms of the freedom to do the things I'm passionate about, like this podcast, without any financial pressure of like having to, you know, monetize in some way. I am motivated to work my freaking tush off because I want to, and I know I can, create a life that exceeds my wildest dreams. I just have to do the work, and that inspires the heck out of me. And I say that all the time too, right? Like, I create my results.
Yes.
That is just like what I tell myself. Whatever it is that I don't like or that I want that I don't have, well, put my damn head down and get to work because it's possible. And that's what I'm doing. And that's what I do every freaking day because I want a life that exceeds my wildest dreams. And I have everything it takes to create it. I just have to do it.
Action.
Action. A-C-T-I-O-N. Action, girls, action.
I was going to join you, but no one wants to hear me sing.
Oh, was that singing?
Oh, it's cheering. Kind of. Yeah, that's true.
That's cheer.
Yeah, that was a cheer.
I was a cheerleader. Well,
you were?
For a year.
Did you like it?
No. I was too fat to be on the basketball team and the uniform didn't fit.
So cheerleading was the option?
Yeah. And it wasn't pretty.
How old were you?
Fifth grade.
Okay.
It was awful.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, you're doing it well now.
Yeah.
You're cheering.
But I'm in sweatpants.
Yeah.
Yes. Maybe it would have been different if I could have worn sweatpants.
All right. Last question here. And this is one I really like. What is a 5 to 10 minute practice that I could engage in each morning to advance my goal to be healthier?
Journal. Honestly, people think of it as like dear diary, blah, 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 blah. No, when I journal, it is very, very focused and targeted. What can I do today to create action, to create progress, to move in the direction of my goals? So, you know, there are a few things that are pillars for me, and they will be different based on your goals. So if your goal is to be healthier, define that. In what way? What will you do today? Take 5 to 10 minutes in the morning to identify what specific actions you will take or not take that day to become healthier in that way. For me, I'm asking questions like, okay, in the 5 minutes. I usually don't even journal for 5 minutes. Sometimes it's just 3 minutes, but I'll say, what am I going to do to move my business forward today? What am I going to do to set myself up for passive income today? What action step will I take today to move that forward? What will I do to become a healthier or a happier version of me today? What will I do to improve a relationship today? And I usually will take action on that as soon as possible. So sometimes if it's like, I'm not going to eat after dinner tonight, I can't exactly act on that at 6 a.m, but I'm thinking that, I'm identifying it, I'm coming back to it as I go throughout the day. But if I'm like, I need to reach out to my sister, well, then as soon as my journaling is done, I'm connecting with my sister. I'm sending her something. The other day it was my aunt. And so as soon as my journaling was done, I was sending her a gift card right then, because I wanted to tell her that I love her and I appreciate everything she does for my grandmother, and I did it right then. So honest to God, 5 to 10 minutes in the morning, you want to get healthier, journal. Define what specifically that looks like for you, healthier in terms of leaner, healthier in terms of more consistent, healthier in terms of eating better. What are you going to do about it today? Define it, be specific, and then take action. That's all I got.
I love it.
So I know we said we were recording this a little bit earlier, but what is one thing you're excited about right now?
A new house.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, I'm really so glad. It makes me happy that you're excited about that.
Thank you. Yeah.
How close to the beach?
I don't know. Less than a quarter mile.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can I come like walk with you?
You are absolutely coming with me.
Is Rumi allowed on that beach?
He will be.
Really?
Says I. Yes. I don't know, honestly. But it's private, so
I've seen a lot of like no dog signs.
Yeah,
so we'll I'm sort of torn those. On like, okay, so I can come walk.
Absolutely.
All right, I'm really gonna do that.
I know, I want you to, and go fishing.
I love fishing.
Yeah.
So do you like surf fish there?
Yes. Yeah, right off the shore.
Morning shore or evening?
Usually evening.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I'm what excited. About,
well, I was just gonna ask you what you're excited about.
You know what gets delivered tomorrow?
What?
The table for the office.
Ooh, I can't wait to see.
Because right now we have plywood on
sawhorses. We do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when I get back from Bermuda, the bookcase should be done or almost done. The oh, big man. Built-in.
Every time I come into the office, something's changed.
Have you seen, I haven't shown you, the coffee panel sound thingies came. They're in the office. I need to show you when we go back over there.
Yes.
They're huge.
Cool.
They're way bigger than I thought they were. Like, there's not places for all of them.
But in a good way? Like, you're happy with them?
Well, I don't know where we're going to put them because they're so big. Hmm. And there's not a lot of wall space because there's so many windows.
I know, which is awesome.
I know, it is awesome, but we got to figure out the coffee panel thing. All right, okay. Guys, remember, you could win a prize if you leave a review of the podcast in iTunes, you leave a review of Chasing Cupcakes on Amazon. These are either or things, but if you do all of them, it's just more chances to win. Or you share on Facebook or Instagram an episode that you've loved. Next week's giveaway is going to be the energy sticks that we're obsessed with. I'm going to have one soon because it's about that time. It's 12:22, so no more coffee for me. I'm going to have an energy stick. Boop, boop. And it's mixed with water. It's not like Pixie Stick or anything like that. Although, I've never tried that.
I haven't either.
I think I would enjoy it. It would go too fast if I did it like a Pixie Stick. I like to mix it with water.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys. Don't forget to get on the wait list for the Summer 12 Weeks to Transformation. If you aren't there already, registration's opening up in just about a week. And so I'll have all sorts of special, cool, fun bonuses for folks on the wait list. Some live stuff, some free stuff. So primalpotential.com/transform. We'll chat with you soon. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.